14 of Krishna book, entitled Prayers Offered by Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna. Brahma said, "My dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. Therefore, I am offering my humble obeisances and prayers just to please you. Your bodily features are of the color of clouds filled with water. You are glittering with a silver electric aura emanating from your yellow garments. Let me offer my respectful, repeated obeisances unto the son of Maharaj Nanda, who is standing before me with conchal, earrings, and a peacock feather on his head. His face is beautiful. He is wearing a helmet and is garlanded by forest flowers, and he stands with a morsel of food in his hand. He is decorated with a cane, a buffalo horn, bugle, and a flute. He stands before me with small lotus feet. My dear Lord, people may say that I am the master of all Vedic knowledge, and I am supposed to be the creator of this universe. But it has been proved now that I cannot understand you who are present before me just like a child. You are playing with your boyfriends and calves, which might imply that you do not even have sufficient education. You are appearing just like a village boy, carrying your food in your hand, and are searching for your calves. And yet, there is so much difference between your body and mine that I cannot estimate the potency of your body. As I have already stated in the Brahma Sanhita, your body is not material. In the Brahma Sanhita it is stated, now, although it's not in your books, I found the Sanskrit verse that Lord Brahma and Prabhupada are referring to, so I have added it. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pasyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti ananda chinmaya sad ujvala vigrahasya govindam adi purushang tamahang bhajami. That verse every morning is resounded in every ISKCON temple. When they play the Govindam prayers that the devotees recorded with George Harrison, that verse was included in that song, and Prabhupada stipulated that that song has to be played every morning at the greeting of the deities in every one of his temples. The body of the Lord is all spiritual. There is no difference between the Lord's body and his self. Each limb of his body can perform the actions of all the others. The Lord can see with his hands. He can hear with his eyes. He can accept offerings with his legs, and he can create with his mouth. Brahma continued, "Your appearance as a cowherd child is for the benefit of the devotees. And although I have committed an offense at your lotus feet by stealing away your boys and calves, I can understand that you have bestowed your mercy upon me. That is your transcendental quality. You are very affectionate toward your devotees. But in spite of your great affection for me, I cannot estimate the potency of your bodily activities. It is to be understood that when I, Lord Brahma, the Supreme Personality of this universe, cannot estimate the childlike body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what to speak of others? And if I cannot estimate the spiritual potency of your childlike body, then what can I understand about your transcendental pastimes? Therefore, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, and here also I did the homework, so I'm going to recite that verse that Lord Brahma and Prabhupada are referring to. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 9. Janma karma cha me divyam evang yoveti tatvataha tyaktva dehang punar janma naiti mam eti sorjuna. Anyone who can understand a little of the transcendental pastimes and appearance and disappearance of the Lord becomes immediately eligible to enter into the kingdom of God after quitting the material body. This statement is confirmed in the Vedas, where it is stated, simply by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can overcome the chain of repeated birth and death. I therefore recommend that people should not try to understand you by their speculative knowledge. The best process for understanding you is to submissively give up the speculative process and try to hear about you, either from yourself, as you have given statements in the Bhagavad Gita and many similar Vedic scriptures, or from a realized devotee who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. One has to hear from a devotee without speculation. One does not even need to change his or her worldly position. One simply has to hear your message. Although you are not understandable by the material senses, simply by hearing about you, one can gradually conquer the nescience of misunderstanding. By your own grace only, you become revealed to a devotee. You are unconquerable by any other means. Speculative knowledge, without any trace of devotional service, is simply a useless waste of time in search for you. Devotional service is so important that even a little attempt can raise one to the highest perfectional platform. One should not, therefore, neglect this auspicious process of devotional service and take to the speculative method. By the speculative method, one may gain partial knowledge of your cosmic manifestation, but it is not possible to understand you, the origin of everything. The attempt of persons who are interested only in speculative knowledge is simply wasted labor, like the labor of a person who attempts to gain something by beating an empty husk of rice paddy. A little quantity of paddy can be husked by the grinding wheel, and one can gain some grains of rice. But if the skin of the paddy has already been beaten by the grinding wheel, there is no further gain in beating even a huge quantity of the husk. It is simply useless labor. My dear Lord, there are many instances in the history of human society where a person, after failing to achieve the transcendental platform, engaged him or herself in devotional service with body, mind, and words, and thus attained the highest perfectional state of entering into your abode. The process of understanding you by speculation or mystic meditation are all useless without devotional service. One should therefore engage oneself in your devotional service, even in his or her worldly activities. And one should always keep oneself near you by the process of hearing and chanting your transcendental glories. Simply by being attached to hearing and chanting your glories, one can attain the highest perfectional stage of entering into your kingdom. If a person, therefore, always keeps in touch with you by hearing and chanting your glories and offering the results of his or her work for your satisfaction only, then one very easily and happily attains entrance into your supreme abode. You are realizable by persons who have cleansed their hearts of all contamination. This cleansing of the heart is made possible by chanting and hearing the glories of your Lordship. And that reminds us of what Lord Chaitanya says in his very first Shikshastakam prayer, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Now Prabhupada will give some purport to what we have just read. Prabhupada says, the Lord is all-pervading. As it is stated by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, and I did the homework, this is from chapter 9, verse 4. Maya tatam idang sarvang jagad avyaktamurtina mat sthani sarva bhutani na chahanteish vavastataha. Everything is sustained by me, but at the same time, I am not in everything. Since the Lord is all-pervading, there is nothing existing without his knowledge. The all-pervasive nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be within the limited knowledge of a living entity. Therefore, a person who has attained steadiness of the mind by fixing the mind on the lotus feet of the Lord is able to understand the Supreme Lord to some extent. That reminds us of what we learned last week in the previous chapter. We learned previously last week that Mahamaya is the curtain that Krishna puts out that prevents the conditioned soul from seeing God. And Yogamaya is that which partially allows one to see God. So the difference between Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Mahamaya means completely covered, you cannot see. And Yogamaya, you can partially see. Let's continue. It is the business of the mind to wander over varied subject matter for sense gratification. Therefore, only a person who always engages the senses in the service of the Lord can control the mind and be fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. This concentration of the mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord is called samadhi. Until one reaches the stage of samadhi or trance, he or she cannot understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There may be some philosophers or scientists who can study the cosmic nature from atom to atom. They may be so advanced that they can count the atomic composition of the cosmic atmosphere or all the planets and stars in the sky, or even the shining molecular particles of the sun or of the stars and other luminaries in the sky. But it is not possible to count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As described in the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra, the Supreme Person is the origin of all qualities. He is generally called Nirguna. Nirguna means whose qualities are beyond estimation. Guna means quality, and near means beyond estimation. But impersonalists interpret this word nirguna as having no quality, because they are unable to estimate the qualities of the Lord in transcendental realization. They conclude that the Supreme Lord has no qualities. But that is actually not the position. The real position is that He is the original source of all qualities. All qualities are emanating constantly from Him. How, therefore, can a limited person count the qualities of the Lord? One may estimate the qualities of the Lord at one moment, but the next moment the qualities have increased. So it is not possible to make an estimation of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. He is therefore called Nirguna, one whose qualities cannot be estimated. One should not uselessly labor in mental speculation to estimate the Lord's qualities. There is no need of adopting the speculative method or exercising the body to attain mystic yoga perfection. One should simply understand that the distress and happiness of this body are predestined. There is no need to try to avoid the distress of this bodily existence or to attempt to achieve happiness by different types of exercises. The best course is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead with body, mind, and words, and always be engaged in His service. This transcendental labor is fruitful, but other attempts to understand the Absolute Truth are never successful. Therefore, an intelligent man does not try to understand the Absolute Truth by speculative or mystic power. Rather, he engages in devotional service and depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows that whatever may happen to the body is due to his past fruitive activities. If one leads such a simple life in devotional service, then automatically he or she inherits the transcendental abode of the Lord. Actually, every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and a son of the Godhead. Each has the natural right to inherit and share the transcendental pleasures of the Lord. But due to the contact of matter, conditioned living entities have been practically disinherited. If one adopts the simple method of engaging him or herself in devotional service, automatically one becomes eligible to be freed from material contamination and elevated to the transcendental position of associating with the Supreme Lord. And you can all sing along.
Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna 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 Rakshama. Krishna 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 Pahi Mam. Krishna 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 He. Krishna 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 He. Krishna 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 Rakshama. Krishna 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 Pahi Mam. Krishna 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 He. Krishna 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 He. Krishna 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 Rakshama. Krishna 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 Pahi Mam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam.